Joining me on the line now is David Cahoon, who's a professor of pharmacology. David, thanks ever so much for coming on the programme this morning. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Is homeopathy medicinal? What do you believe with regard to the practice of it?
Homeopathy is very simple. The medicine contains absolutely no medicine. And that alone tells you that it can't possibly work. You know, they believe that the lower the dose, the bigger the effect. That's like saying put a drop of beer into the Atlantic Ocean and you'll get drunk quicker. It really is quite absurd.
So for the number of people then that have phoned this programme this morning that we've spoken to in the past that say actually they beg to differ from you, they'll say that they do work. I mean, just this text I've run out now, talking about aloe vera curing a lame horse.
Well, that doesn't sound like homeopathy for a start, but even if it was, lame horses get better anyway. You've got to compare it with a control group, if you want to discover the truth. It's terribly easy to be misled about how medicines work. Medicines of any sort, real or quack.
So do you believe then that it is completely misleading?
Absolutely misleading. It should really be, they should really be prosecuted under the trading standards laws because they're selling things which are mislabeled. They says arnica on the label, but there's no arnica in it. There's just a loophole in the law that allows them to get away with it.
Many people that we've been speaking to this morning have mentioned the placebo word coming into effect. Is that something you agree with?
There is such a thing as the placebo effect, yes, certainly. The question is, if you say that homeopathy works only by a placebo effect, I wouldn't disagree with that. Well, it's not just placebo effect, it's also the fact that people get better anyway. You know, the old story about how echinacea will cure your cold in 7 days when otherwise it would take a week. Both effects come in. But if you're going to say that it's legitimate to give people placebos, you have to consider the ethical question of how much you're allowed to lie to people in order to maximise that placebo effect.
So is it unethical then?
I believe it is, yes.
Can it cause problems in terms of healthcare?
Absolutely it can, yes. I mean, it's not long ago since Newsnight did a sting thing where they found a whole bunch of homeopaths. Most of them that they interviewed were recommending their empty sugar pills to prevent malaria. Now, that's very different from recommending them for a cold or a bruise, which will get better anyway. That's lethal. They should be in court for doing that, but they are not.
Well, we've heard a couple of people say this morning that there is scientific evidence behind homeopathy, but because there isn't the funding that the big drug companies have got, it's not as much in the public domain. Therefore, people are sceptical about it.
The big homeopathic companies like Boiron, Melita have stacks of money. They just choose not to spend it on clinical trials because they know in their heart of hearts that they're going to fail. But the trials have been done anyway, and when they've been done properly, which is perfectly easy to do, they've failed the clinical trials. The homeopaths, I fear, just misrepresent the evidence, something shocking. But you know, they'd be out of work if they didn't. You can understand it. It's just money.
It still seems to be hugely popular, though, so it must be working in some capacity, otherwise, you know, people wouldn't bother using it.
Bloodletting was hugely popular for several hundred years, although it actually killed people. And in any case, it's not hugely popular. There's a section of the population who likes it, but it's not that big.
Do you believe that it will eventually fizzle out then?
Probably. It had almost fizzled out in the 1960s, you know, and it sort of had a resurgence at a time when people became fashionable to drop reason and just believe what you wish to be true, wishful thinking. And there's far more important consequences of that than homeopathy. I mean, look at the imaginary weapons of mass destruction and things like that. It was just a general movement from the sort of 70s or 80s onwards towards wishful thinking, which has done considerable harm. But it's a fashion, and it's already in retreat. Most of the university courses have closed down, and you're very lucky in Oxford, of course, to have the best possible science minister in the world in the form of Evan Harris of Oxford and Abingdon West. Sorry, Oxford West and Abingdon.
So where do you stand then about the NHS providing homeopathy?
Oh, of course it shouldn't provide it, because all the evidence is that it doesn't work. And it's just a waste of money, not a huge amount of money, admittedly, but it's a waste to provide things that don't work. The same criteria should be applied whether it's a regular drug or not. There are some regular drugs that don't work very well, and they shouldn't be supplied on the NHS either. At the moment, there's a double standard. The regular drugs have to pass all these tests for safety and efficacy, but homeopathy doesn't have to pass them. That's ridiculous.
David, it's been good to hear your views this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.